We're in Simin Tofresh Ayin Aleph. We're up to Siv Gimel, and we'll be doing Gimel and Dalet. Siv Gimel. Ner sheyesh lo shtei pios. If you have a receptacle for oil, it's a lantern that has room for oil, and it has two little holes at the end of it to put two separate wicks. So the oil is shared, but each wick has its own hole to come out of. Ola lo bishvil shnayim. That's good enough for two. That is considered two distinct neiros. The Mishnah Berurah says this is talking about if one wants to be yotza the mahadrin, mina mahadrin, to light two neiros on the second night. Whereas for two people, that's not good enough, because when two people light, they have to light in totally separate places. In our menorahs, our chanukiyas, as they're called, where there's room for eight, and one person lights on one side and one on the other side, since that's totally abnormal, that's another vehekr that it's really being lit for two people. Siv dalid, mila kara shemen. You took a bowl and filled it with oil. Vikifa psilas, and you put wicks all around it. Im kofa ole kli, kol psila ole bishvil nerechod. If you put a keli over it, then each wick will count separately. Lo kofa ole kli, afil nerechod ein ole. You didn't cover it up so that the separate lights are going to end up joining. It does not count lefika shuka medura, because it looks like it's one big medura. And that would be possible because it's not nikar how many you have. Hagov lachen yesh lizor lamed aneris b'shura b'shava. The Ramaz Shita is that they have to be in a perfectly straight line, velobi eagle, and not round. They have a kim medura, because that may resemble a medura. The Mishnah Berurah says that lefida rama, they should all be in the same place. You shouldn't have one in and one out. As a gzera otu, doing it round. Umuter. Yeah, now the Mishnah Berurah also says that in the case of a bowl, if you have separate compartments and there's an etzba between the lights themselves, that means you need a separation of the oil, and there's an etzba between the lights, that is all you need for it to be kosher. Umuter lahadik b'parmuta shekoren lampa. You're allowed to use these little oil lamps. Each one is far away from the other one. These were made of copper. Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah says that it's not a hider for Ner Chanukah. You should really have a special menorah for Ner Chanukah. You shouldn't stick candles together, lavlikon davka medura, because then the fire will burn together and it'll be like a medura. This is a puzzling piece, because in Ner Shabbos V'yontif, it does not say that there's, on the contrary, it says to put psilas together. So the Bir Halacha learns pshat, that what it means is don't put candles next to each other in a way that one will melt the other.